Today, the government of China fired its health minister and the mayor of Beijing, apparently for mishandling the situation surrounding SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. The two senior officials are the first high-profile casualties of China's new Get Tough policy on SARS. It comes after months of denying any problems at all on the part of the Chinese government. On the same day as the dismissals, the authorities announced a sharp increase in the number of SARS cases in the capital. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Until the middle of last week, the Chinese health minister, Jiang Wenkang, had insisted there were only 37 cases of SARS in Beijing, despite claims by local doctors that the real number was much higher. His firing and the dismissal of the mayor of Beijing today were announced shortly after a two-hour news conference given by the vice minister of health, Gao Qiang, at which Gao announced the local Beijing government had been reporting the number of SARS cases to be 10 times less than the actual number. There are, he said, 339 confirmed cases of SARS in Beijing and 402 suspected cases. It's clear that the Chinese authorities have been stung by international criticism of their handling of the epidemic. Gao took the highly unusual step of apologizing for failings in the Chinese healthcare system. But he said it was merely a bureaucratic mix-up and not a cover-up.
Different agencies, government and non-government, civilian and military, all have different hospitals here in Beijing. As a result, it has been difficult for the Beijing government to get accurate figures from, for example, military hospitals. Now all hospitals will come under the city government in order to unify action against the disease, and so similar problems will not occur.
Gao's comments come 2 days after the launch of a massive media campaign to build public awareness about SARS in a general public that until Friday had been told the situation was under control. Since then, the mood in China, and especially Beijing, has changed sharply, with fewer people in the city's markets and public places, and many more people now wearing face masks. Also at the news conference, the authorities announced that the usual week-long May Day holiday period has been cancelled. Millions usually travel around the country during that time, and the government fears that could further the spread of SARS. Many of Gao Qiang's responses at the news conference seem to typify the dilemma facing the Chinese government, needing to look responsible but desperate not to scare off tourists and investors.
I'm not going to say China is the safest place in the world, and no one will contract SARS if they come to China at this time. But I'm also not going to say that China is now a dangerous place, and that you risk getting this disease if you come. As to whether Beijing is safe or not, I hope you will come to your own conclusions.
Numbers for the rest of the country did not increase by much today, as Beijing's did, and analysts say it may be that all cities have been underreporting the epidemic. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.